Yeah, so I think there's a variety of factors. I mean, we're beginning to enter the tropical cyclone season for the Indian Ocean. So in that way, you know, some of this is just basic weather processes in terms of declination of the sun and that sort. And so, you know, I think it's unprecedented in terms of the impacts that we saw, right? The lives that were lost and the lives that will be transformed as a consequence. And as you note, right, there hasn't been really a history of this in the past. And so thinking about just emergency management or response recovery, right, a lot of lessons are learned, unfortunately, after these major events. So with that in mind, right, we also have to obviously talk about the issue of climate change, right? The oceans are warming. The ingredients that contribute to the formation of tropical cyclones or hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean, as they're known as, you know, those ingredients are being modified by a warming of the planet because of heat-trapping gases being emitted. So that's where we find ourselves with sea level rise, with heavy rain events, with anthropogenic climate change. Some of these events are, they're all unfortunate, of course, but some of these events are going to be increasing in prevalence and potentially severity.
So the severity is going to be a way of life. Basically, in that general area, the Indian Ocean, how could it be so intense?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think we can look more closer to home here in the U.S. and our more recent experience with any of the hurricanes that impacted the eastern U.S. over this last hurricane season here in the Atlantic Basin. We can also look elsewhere in the Philippines, because I think they were hit by four or five of these major storms, part of the Philippines in the last month or so. And so these tropical regions are prone to hurricanes and cyclones, as they're referred to in the Indian Ocean. And so the ingredients that are necessary, right, you need warm water. So we have a seasonality to that, which is why December to March or May in the Indian Ocean is the tropical cyclone season there. You need, you know, a lack of wind shear. So unlike tornadoes, for example, you don't want the atmosphere to kind of tear apart tropical storms, and kind of, you know, those ingredients set up the stage for a major catastrophic cyclone to impact a region again that really hasn't had any experience. And the location that you highlighted earlier, right, is the poorest in the French island nation states and one of the poorest in the Indian Ocean. And so there's lots of social vulnerability also that exists with respect to hazards or hurricanes, tropical cyclones.
And Professor, the cyclone Chido, the official death toll from Saturday's cyclone rose to actually 22, with more than 1,400 people injured, including 48 critically. Basically, for the future, is there an early warning system related with cyclones to kind of prepare before this devastation comes?
Sure, I'll defer a little bit. I'm not quite familiar with. Most of my research is not on tropical cyclones, so in that way, I'll defer some of my comments. But I'll draw a parallel, right? We learned a lot of lessons with the Indian Ocean tsunami, that 2008 or whatever year it was, in which, right, 300,000 people were killed because of the lack of a warning system. To your point, with earthquakes and tsunamis, not the same process by any means. And so we learned a lot of lessons. You know, the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, we have a lot of those warning systems. We have the Japanese Meteorological Agency. We have the National Hurricane Center that really have the eyes to the sky. And in terms of the Indian Ocean, I'm not quite as familiar with those operational systems. My hope would be that if there is not more attention to that region, that certainly those early warning systems can provide not only warning, but also kind of enhance preparations and response, and then ultimately recovery. And so, you know, we can learn. I teach geography, so we can learn from what's going on elsewhere in the world to better inform not only forecasting and prediction, but also recovery, response, and a management post disaster or catastrophe.